People are pulling together in Atlantic Canada, but it has been devastating damage, and some people recounting how they lost absolutely everything they owned. In Burnt Islands, Newfoundland, one woman is described, her name is Paula Keeping, and this account writes, Paula Keeping pointed to the window that was once her son's bedroom. It lay on top of the crumpled remains of her former house, a mess of wood siding and household items in the middle of a road. The debris was piled meters away from where the house stood last week before post-tropical storm Fiona blasted the southwestern Newfoundland community of Burnt Islands. I figure, she says, my kitchen is out where my porch used to be. It's devastating. Just can't believe it. And not only is there substantial damage to constructed property and infrastructure, but as a matter of fact, satellite images show that the perimeter, the borders of PEI has been transformed. There has been all kinds of change in Atlantic Canada. Now, that's not unprecedented. Change comes and goes. Dunes come and go. But still, to have it all happen overnight can be devastating to a community. Kate Sharon is a professor of environmental social studies at Dalhousie University. It's nice to have you. Good morning.
Nice to be here. Good morning, Toronto.
I gave a brief description of some of the changes, but I imagine you can give a much more fulsome description of the kind of the trail of damage in terms of geographical damage, if we can call it that, that this hurricane or post-hurricane has left behind.
Well, the hurricane did pass across a big swath, as you've mentioned already, of Nova Scotia, PEI, Newfoundland, and southeastern New Brunswick. And with that came kind of unprecedented winds and erosive impacts and a big storm surge. And what we have seen, this is not my area as a social scientist, but we've seen some pretty dramatic incidences of coastal erosion, houses being pulled off of their foundations or pushed off of their foundations. And in a couple of cases, we have people missing or confirmed lost to the storm.
What is going to happen moving forward to protect against this kind of damage in the future? I was listening to a podcast quite recently where they were talking about coastal erosion and the principle of managed retreat, which is effectively to move whole communities. Is that what we're looking at?
It can be moving whole communities, but I think one of the big challenges with this storm, and I've heard some people talk about it as the storm of the century, I don't think that's very useful language because it makes us feel like we're safe now because it's behind us. But I really think that what it is more is an indication of what's potentially to come. These kinds of storms are going to become more common. The impact storm surges are going to become higher because sea levels are going to become higher. And so we need to take a very careful look around. Now's not the time to do it. We're still very much in a recovery stage here. My walk to work yesterday was actually a little scary. The number of trees and lines still down here in Metro Halifax. So this isn't the time to do it. People are still grieving their losses. But we need to really take a careful look at the places that were affected and whether or not rebuilding is the most resilient thing to do in that context. And in some cases, retreat is going to be a much more appropriate and safe answer. I think, you know, for those of you in Ontario who love to come here on holiday, the kind of landscapes that draw you to Atlantic Canada, the houses perched on rocks, it's not necessarily good for us, right? We need to really think about that.
Well, and that moves me to my next question, which is kind of an unfortunate one, I guess. But is part of the problem that we often build in places where we shouldn't? And, you know, in Toronto, we used to build on the Humber River, and we found out that was a bad idea when we had Hurricane Hazel. It's no longer legal to build on the Humber River. So is it that we build somewhere because it's a lovely view, but in the long term, it's not a good idea?
Yeah, we're very coastal people here. We've got so much coastline in Atlantic Canada, and people like to be as close as possible to the coast. And that continues. There's constructions I've seen that I can't believe that people are taking the risk of building so close to the coast. And we have for years, a couple of years, this kind of delayed Coastal Protection Act in Nova Scotia that's receiving quite a bit of pushback because it would institute setbacks. PEI already institutes significant setbacks that you can't build within particular distances of the coast because they've had such severe erosion situations. But despite, you know, I think there's some political will is needed to kind of keep people from building in these dangerous places. But then also when it comes time to decide whether or not people can rebuild where they are. I think that's a really difficult conversation. People are going to have to make some tough decisions to potentially pull back or even have land swaps where they're not just pulling back on their own property. If they haven't got space, they might have to go somewhere entirely different.
Thank you very much for this. Good to have you this morning.
Thank you.